Well, Graham Budd took over as the chief executive of the Southland Regional Development Agency, Great South, in February, and is with us now. Morning, Mr. Budd.
Good morning, Kim.
Did this take you by surprise, this announcement?
Look, not completely by surprise. As we know, the review was underway since late last year for the smelter's future. It was delayed, the decision, because of COVID, but this was one of the outcomes that could have been anticipated, but so not entirely by surprise, but certainly, nevertheless, a very hard piece of news to take.
Have you been preparing a plan?
Look, for quite a few years, in fact, the region has been developing a plan to grow and diversify our economy.
What does that look like?
Well, it looks like investment in promotion of opportunity for investment in Southland for quite a number of things. Aquaculture has just been touched on, and that story was one of those. The number of people have talked about other uses for that, the power from Manapouri, like hydrogen plants and so on. Those things have all been in the pipeline, remain in the pipeline. But
you mean in the talk pipeline? How far advanced are you in those kind of plans other than, gosh, a good idea?
Yeah, look, many of them are at the good idea stage, but with discussions with interested parties, but very early stage, Kim, I would say, apart from so I'm being rather generalist here, because aquaculture is well underway in terms of investment and a number of projects that are in progress. I can't talk to those. The commercial operations. Sanford's was one of them who was touched on there in the story. But the issue with all of these other opportunities is time. They take time, and especially when you're talking about potentially multi-million-dollar investments, which would be required to utilise the power that comes out of Manapouri.
Do you think that Southland has experienced a kind of resource curse, in that to some extent you've had the smelter there and you haven't explored other things that might be prosperous?
Well, the smelter is, while it's a very large employer, the single largest employer, and represents about just over 6% of our GDP, there's plenty of diversity in the rest of the economy across agriculture in particular. We have some tourism in the region, which is a bit difficult at the moment, particularly in Fiordland, of course. And we have other processing, dairy, wood and so on. So we have a reasonably diversified economy now, particularly compared to some other regions. This smelter has been here for nearly 50 years, so it has become a significant part of our place, not only our economy, but our community. So, you could say, well, we've been relying a bit on that, but over 50 years, I guess you would.
Do you want the government to try to change Rio Tinto's mind?
We would like the government to look at ways that they could help Rio Tinto change their mind. There is a small window of opportunity. You know, I made a comment yesterday that we want to fight this till there is the last breath, exhausted. And when you think about the economic impact, not only for our region but the country, I think in relative terms, the intervention doesn't look that big.
So you want the government to offer the smelter even cheaper electricity?
Well, look, it isn't just the government. Of course, the actual power price, unit price, is a negotiated price with Meridian. As they have already said, that power now, if the smelter closes, that power can't just be turned north and go elsewhere. There'll be a sort of a pretty distressed asset there for quite a long time until they're able to invest in upgrading the power lines north. But the transmission pricing has been a very big part of the sticking point of the power price overall that the smelter pays. And this is not just a recent discussion.
You want them to get cheaper transmission prices?
Yes, I'm sure you're well aware that transmission pricing under the previous or current regime is shared across the country.
You know, the perception, Mr. Budd, is that the smelter stamps its feet and it gets everything it wants, because it knows that it supplies a lot of jobs and a lot of income. Do you not feel a little abused by that position?
No, I don't actually. We accept that they're a multinational and that they can play hardball, if you like, in their negotiations. But there's a very big misconception that they have been subsidised. And apart from the injection that was given to them, 30-odd million, I think, a number of years
ago. What do they pay per unit for power?
I cannot tell you that.
Appreciate your time. Thank you, Mr. Budd. Graham Budd, Chief Executive of Great South, Southland's Regional Development Agency.